Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Pouring rain. Sheets of rain.
Sheets.
Coming down. Coming down here in Manassas. And oh, now, without any rehearsal, I'm surprising the guys. Okay. Please to explain leap year. Buzz.
It has to do with the fact that the Earth rotates in not a precise number of rotations, so every 4 years we have to add a day.
Not every 4 years.
Except every 100 years.
Legitimate unless explanation?
Unless it's divisible by 400.
Right.
Was kind of hoping somebody would make it up. Leap year. What's leap year? Oscar Santana.
The printing press ran out of calendar years.
Thank you very much. Rob Spiewak, what is leap year?
Owned by the Leap Candy Company, Mike, of Canada. Actually, it's Montreal, and they make us all of your favorite off-one candies. Like, they make Cincinnati Mints.
Why every 4 years is it leap year, though, Rob? That doesn't explain it.
It does, because that fourth, that extra day is an extra day to sell candy.
Ah, that's great. Yes. Good. Mark Ronick,
please. Don't you like Breako wafers?
Oh, I love them. And Necco wafers.
No, these are the off-one candies.
Oh, the Breako wafers.
Breako wafers and Cincinnati Mints.
Oh, that's right. And Sweet Darts. Right? Well,
yes.
Off one. Right.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you, Cam. All right. Mark Ronick.
Jealous much?
You damn right I am.
Yeah.
When a bunch of effeminate men frolic through the streets of Manassas.
Leap year?
Every 4 years.
So we should be seeing that later on today?
Well, yes.
You know why? We'll see it. We'll be guaranteed to see it because it's going to be us.
Yes, that's right.
No I always doubt. Thought that was prancy.
RJ Diaz, here we go. Explain leap year.
Hold well, on, you know, before the RJ, before
damn,
you begin.
Mom, I was ready to go, Rob, no, and no, you
no,
cut
you
me
weren't.
Off.
No, you weren't. Do you really want to do this?
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Really?
Yes, I do.
Even after yesterday.
He's filled with...
Was it my fault?
Don't talk yet.
He's filled with boyish
Stop
energy.
It.
Please to explain leap year. Go.
Well, you know those big old frogs? It takes them 4 years before they can leap a second time.
Start the show.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
I told you.
I know.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, my God. Wait a minute. I think this is a mistake. We paid for a suite, so is this open up?
Junior bridal suite.
What?
Junior bridal suite.
Gee, I gave a guy $100 to get the best bridal suite in the house. Is there a senior bridal suite?
I don't know.
But I gave him $100.
I don't know.
Can I get into this room? Is there a big living room that goes here?
I don't know.
Okay. Do you think there'd be a way to get one large heart mattress? I don't think you can push those together.
I don't know.
Not at all.
I don't know.
Thanks for the help.
What do you think?
I think if Liver ought to get children, this would be their room.
I'm gonna check out the bathroom.
Cute little hearts. Nice bath.
There's no tub.
None?
No, there's just a tiny heart-shaped shower.
There goes the bath fantasy, honey. We got porno movies and room service.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
We are America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. We are downloaded more than 12 million times, and we're heard in 149 countries worldwide. Call us at 718-506-1625. It is Leap Year Day.
Leap Day.
Feb 29, 2012. And we are delighted to have you with us today. Got a letter from a youngster. Would you like to hear that?
All you youngsters out there.
Guy's name is Alex, and he says, the best show for every age. He says, hi, guys. I am 16 years old, and I listen to the show every morning on my hour-and-a-half-long school drive.
Wow.
The show keeps me laughing the whole way there. I just wanted to tell you guys to keep up the good work, because you guys keep the young ones interested as well. And then he does a little thing where he puts the colon and then the D. Which is a big smiley
face. Big smiley.
But here's my problem with these.
Big smile. Uh-huh.
Those, and my daughter does it just every single text I ever get from her, she does the same thing. But it's sideways.
Yes.
It doesn't work if it's
sideways. There are some pieces of software where actually if
it
you
will
close,
turn.
Yeah, it will it. Convert yeah. it to an actual face. Yeah. And some I hate them, and I hate when it happens by accident.
He says, also, can I get a shout out from the gang
no.
for getting the word out about Wait Not because it has affected multiple members of my family.
Well, that's good. Nice. Congratulations.
So a shout out to Alex Horan. Good Irish name, Alex Horan. Thank you very much, 16. Alex. We appreciate it. Our show today is brought to you by our really good friends at the Oakton Wine Shop and the Spring Fling Wine and Beer Festival that's coming up just around the corner, March 8th, 9th, and 10th. You can taste beers from
March
four
8th.
Breweries and 35. That's your birthday.
It is.
We're Celebrate. All going to your birthday party Saturday.
Yes, we are. We're having a get-together.
It's
going to
be fun in our favorite place to eat.
Yeah.
Taste beers from four breweries and 35 wines from around the world. And a portion of Saturday's sales go to the Lymphoma Research Foundation. Details at OaktonWineShop.com. Really a wonderful perfectly sized wine emporium
Perfect.
Where you can get the lowdown on all the wines from all over the world. One of the things a lot of people don't realize are that if you go outside of the standard French, Sonoma County, Napa Valley wines, there are so many countries that are making wine now that there are lots of deals out there.
Uh-huh.
And they know how to sell, you know, get your system down to get the right wines
for a good
price.
They have a delicious Bolivian Cabernet.
I bet there is a Bolivian Cabernet.
It's called La Paz.
La Paz, Bolivia.
Yes.
And I know there are Chilean wines that are very inexpensive that are also a good deal.
And Argentinian wines as well.
I want to go to Argentina.
Let's go.
I really want... That's a country that is on my list, probably in the top five of countries I'd like
to visit. I know a guy with a place.
Really?
That happens to be my dad.
I know
you
a girl
go,
with
you,
a place.
How about we go We go to... you and me, we do a weekend in Argentina.
A weekend?
A weekend.
You can't do it. You can't do it.
Too much fun. And
how long does it take you to fly down
Nine
there?
9 hours.
You got a weekend to get there.
Well, you'd go. Anyway.
He's leaving now.
Damn right I would.
Go to the Oakton Wine Shop.
See you later.
OaktonWineShop.com. Located at 123 and Hunter Mill in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world, over 50 handcrafted beers, and over 50 cheeses and pâtés.
Mr. Amera,
yes.
There's a big bullfight in Argentina this weekend.
It's the biggest one of the year, and I've decided to fly down for 12 hours while I'm looking for work. 703-255-5425.
Hello, you have reached Argentinian tech support.
Or hit their ad on our website. That number again That's for awesome. Oakton Wine Shop is 703-255-5425. I'm wondering for the big bullfight. I've heard it was sold up, but perhaps there's some walk-up business.
I bought a beautiful Buenos Aires poncho to help fight the rain.
Were you by your onesies in the Daytona? I felt bad for you. That was a sad picture you put up there, and I didn't see anybody on either side of you.
Well, that's because that was 3 hours after the race was supposed to start.
Did you go with people?
Yes.
Oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. I worry about
we
you.
We were out. We were inside the cover, drinking beer and just having fun.
Okay.
While we waited for them to announce that this thing was not going to run.
What are you playing in the background?
Don't cry for me, Argentina. Okay. You want something more upbeat, don't you?
Yeah, well, you were just with the Argentina. We was we had moved forward.
That was the last thing.
Maybe a little flamenco.
What is this?
This is also from Evita. This is Buenos Aires.
Okay, stop it.
Mike,
got a show to do here.
Take a breath.
And you really love Patti LuPone.
You
Patti always LuPone. Have.
That's Queenie right
he
there.
He loves LuPone.
The fact that I know Patti LuPone is Queenie,
I know.
Too.
We somehow link on that level.
Did she also do Midnight? Didn't she do Cats? Wasn't she
She's
that?
She's done
No, it's
everything.
Not her. No, it's not her. It's the other lady that's got the big head.
Elaine Stritch.
No, it's Elaine Stritch.
Lost me.
Hillary Swank.
We are
there are two
gay...
people that think we're very funny right now, though.
Tripp is probably falling out of his chair.
Yeah, I believe so.
But I will tell you, this is insider Broadway crap that
let's move on.
Get on the program today.
Please.
We've already explained leap year. We will talk to Oscar in Love and find out all about meeting the parents.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of spring are we going to have? I'm doing a bit of flying this spring, and I'm I'm just getting a little concerned with what seems to be, because of today and tornadoes in March, shaping up to be perhaps one of these. You know, we had this mild winter.
Wind shear.
Yeah, a lot of times,
wind shear, all that crap.
A lot of times spring is like 70 degrees hotter than winter.
Spring.
So can it be 130 degrees this May? Is that what we're looking for?
I do not know.
Does it open to a larger suite?
It just, it's I'm worried because I know I'm flying at times. I'll be flying at the beginning of April, and I'll be flying at in the mid part of June.
Okay.
And I'm just a little nervous about it. I'm
that
just
is the season. But I know what you're experiencing is we've had it so easy. We've been so lucky this winter that you feel that we're due for something bad.
Well, you saw Branson this morning with a tornado.
Yes,
I mean, it's
well, that's Tornado Alley. That's the Midwest.
Yeah, but it's not Tornado Alley. I'm Feb 29.
Is Ray Stevens okay?
Hey. Yeah. What's his, The Streak?
Yes, he does The Streak.
Oh, that's right, Ethel.
Don't look, Ethel!
Ray Stevens. Do you know who Ray Stevens is, Oscar?
No.
All right.
Sounds like a guy from I Love Lucy.
Also,
that's who it is.
I will start with a little I know people, you have written me many, many times telling me, Mike, don't get so political.
Yeah.
I'm not paying attention
to
that.
Yeah, Mike.
Rob's roller skating party with Jabril.
Yes.
Buzz can do something unusual. Mm-hmm. And a health warning before we get started. Stop taking 5-hour energy. I've heard from
a
number of people that it can be hopelessly addictive and it destroys your liver. Somebody wrote
me.
Who
said that? What communist bastard wrote
that? Anytime you do one of those scary emails, it jumps off the page.
Right.
And somebody said it's the equivalent to drinking a bottle of vodka a night.
Now, what if you do both?
That seems odd.
I would imagine that wouldn't be good
either. It's really just caffeine and vitamin B.
Yeah, don't seem...
Say the vitamin B is the way they deliver the vitamin B. That's not
really
good.
And I think our local news, NBC, they did a story about energy drinks and how there have been cases of people actually dying from
it.
Yes. There was a case of a teenage girl who had two of those drinks, the big cans, and she took it, and then her boyfriend came downstairs to tell the mother there's something wrong.
And you know why? Channel 4 did that story, Mike. It's what killed Dave Marish.
Dave Marish, the late
energy drinks.
The late great Dave Marish.
There's probably some validity to that because it can't be all good for you.
All right.
But it's a billion-dollar business.
None
of
it's good for you. It's garbage.
I think it's what you're getting here, and this is the underlying thing about all these sleeping pills and stimulants. It's the same principle that killed Elvis Presley. You know, when you get up for the show and you take all those drugs to get up for the show, and it's something that's always really, with all of my alcoholism, this has always terrified me that if I ever had to take something to get ready to do what we do here, and then at night I had to, crash.
Yes.
Right.
That can be a very slippery slope.
That's wrong.
That's very wrong. Okay. That's very wrong.
The uppers,
but
and
you
downers.
Never did that. You just come in. No. You come in either. Buzz comes in either days where you are very energetic and very involved.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure what medication that is. Or you come in where you kind of you start giggling like 20 minutes before we start the show, and then you kind of giggle through the entire program.
These are just mood swings.
That's called Northern Lights.
Get me a blood test to prove that.
All right.
Northern Lights.
Northern Lights?
Yeah, that's what he's on when he comes in all giggly.
What are Northern Lights?
Is that a variety?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a type of marijuana.
It's a strain.
Oh, really?
Yes. Oh, it's one of the hybrids.
Oscar, you're the expert now.
Northern Lights, I like that. I like mention. I like different. I love the names of marijuana.
Purple Kush.
Yeah.
Purple Kush.
Yeah.
This man knows.
All I knew is the old days. Is Maui Wowie.
Right.
Sure. Yeah. It's still around.
There's so many kinds.
Now that's basically an energy drink.
And what about you, Mark? Would you like to weigh in on the different names?
I have no idea. No idea.
I like the way he does it.
He buys generic to save money.
You pothead, Ronick?
Am I?
Yeah, just ask.
No.
Okay. Kirkland, Mike.
What changed? Before we get into me, what changed? Because there's been a dramatic shift in Ronick's openness to talk about what he does not
do. I've had some. I just wouldn't say I'm a pothead.
Right.
He just can't do like a new podcast without getting wasted.
That's right.
That's why, Mike, that's why he calls it a podcast.
Yeah.
But Rob Spiewak, before we get to Oscar,
yeah,
something for you.
Good.
You know, I don't ask.
A little something?
I don't ask. They fall into my lap. Yeah.
That's right.
And I love it.
How do they find you, Mike?
My personal email.
Yes.
Today, when I woke up, from Jeff.
I know
a few Jeffs, but to identify yourself as Jeff.
Just
I bet
Jeff.
I have a guess. May I lock in a guess?
I will lock in a
go
guess
ahead.
As to
put
who
on
it
his
is,
whiteboard.
But I will not tell you.
Go ahead. Well, you know, I'm saying it's for you, so you know what it's going to be.
I have my guess.
All right. The picture. I'm going to. From Jeff.
Yes.
And the email says, "Hello, sales. I am interested in purchasing some of your products." This comes to my personal email.
Why? Okay. What products?
I have a show that sells products. Sure. I'm certainly trying to sell tickets, but me, I don't, you know, buy products. I don't have products except what I leave in the bowl every morning. You know? I am interested in purchasing some of your products. I will like to know if you can ship directly to Japan.
Hey!
Oh, boy. It's fishing.
I also want you to know my mode of payment for this order is via credit card, issued U.S. Master and Visa card.
Oh, that's a good way to get money. Mark will tell you.
Yeah.
Get back to me if you can ship to that destination, and also if you accept the payment type I indicated.
I love, you know what?
Get back to me if you can ship to a destination and also if you accept payment type I indicated. I took some of the words. He actually writes pretty well.
Yeah.
Asians are great.
That went to your personal email?
This is my personal. This is from Jeff.
Jeff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Jeff wants to buy some of my products.
Then you know what?
Wants to buy some of my products.
I have to say now that I think my guess was incorrect as to which Jeff it was.
Yeah, this is
which
fishing.
Was Jeff Shamrock.
No,
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 not
no,
Jeff
no,
Shamrock.
No, no, and that's no. a terrible,
hey,
terrible.
I was pressed for time.
You are. You, oh, that just shows how non-Irish you are. Yeah. Show that to everybody. Show that Shamrock. What a horrible Shamrock.
That's more of a Shamrock.
Yeah, you know what this is? A Polish Shamrock.
That looks
did
like
you clean
eights.
Up? Did you get your thing clean? Did you get the Sharpie off of your?
Yes, I did.
Or is that a new one?
It's a brand new. It's a clean version of the old. You can still see where you wrote on it a little bit, but I worked on it with rubbing alcohol.
Would you like to show it to me? I'll show you how to draw a real shamrock in Sharpie.
Let's go back to Jeff's email.
Okay, so he writes,
"You don't get this anymore."
I know, I know. Get me. He was so upset the day I wrote in Sharpie. On
oh
his
yeah,
this
thing.
Is why we can't have anything nice,
right? yeah, that's terrific. Get back to me if you can ship to the destination, and also if you accept the payment type I indicated.
The payment type I indicate.
Kindly return this email with your website. Await your quick response to the question/inquiry so as to forward you the purchase needed immediately.
Oh, yeah, very much, very
that's
good,
so
quick
Japanese
for you.
Right
I
there.
Love
you should
that.
Write him
await
back.
A your quick response to the question inquiry so as to forward you the purchase needed immediately. kind regards.
Of course.
Yes.
Jeff Matsukuka. Yeah.
Jeff Matsukuka.
M-A-Z-A-Z-U-K-A. Mazazuka. Mazazuka.
His name is Jeff like my name is Jeff. What you need to do, Mike, you must reply to this man. But in a way that will not advance the email.
I wouldn't.
I sometimes, I will get, phishing messages on Facebook. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, usually, but the ones that are bad come from other parts of the world, right?
Yeah.
And this guy's got an extremely detailed...
there are just enough mistakes there to be very cautious.
What you
about
should
this
reply
email.
Is something like, "I make the best hams in the world,
Mike,"
and see if you can get something back from that.
Yes, let me give you the address here.
Yes,
I know,
please.
First of all, I know it's a scam, RJ.
Oh, God,
I know it's a
that
scam.
That letter's a copy of about 1,000 of them.
Yeah, I understand. Thanks so much.
I'm going to Argentina.
Way to suck the funny out of me. it's called Yen McColey. Yenmicolly. Yen Micolly Company Limited.
Yes.
Company Limited.
There's a reason they're
limited. Mike, you must reply. And there's nothing bad that can happen from a reply.
You should reply back and write that your website
let's do this.
Is FBI.gov.
Can we dial out? I've got a number. He's got a telephone and a fax.
Oh,
that's what you don't.
Oh, fantastic.
That's what you don't get in these.
Is it domestic phone number?
That's what you don't get in
let's
these.
Call
is it
him.
Domestic phone number?
It's a 072-708-8110.
Sounds like Japan.
Mm-hmm. International,
I don't think we can do.
We can't do that.
Oh, no. Oh. What a bummer.
Well, much like CBS.
Well, wait a minute. I can do it, can I?
On your phone?
On the smell phone?
You know,
we
phone.
Could do it directly
does
from
anybody
Skype.
Have a regular cell phone?
We can do it directly from Skype.
Are you guys afraid to do it?
We have our cell phone.
Do you think if we dial this number that suddenly you're going to be hacked or something like that?
Only one way to find out.
All right, well, let's call. It's 072.
Uh-huh.
708-8110.
Following along, America?
Everybody call him right now.
All right.
Well, I don't know what's going on.
No, yeah.
And maybe, you know, maybe he wants a T-shirt.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number.
So scam.
Yeah.
Oh, what'd you think you were?
So scam. Well, I mean, no. I mean, I just thought maybe the number would be, I need you to do is give me all pertinent information.
Right.
Do all these
but
things.
I don't think it would kill you to reply something like, you know, like.
No, I'm not replying.
The eggs we sell.
I don't, first of all, as much as I love reading these, I will not respond by email. Good and problem. I urge our listeners, please do not contact this. You never know what it's going to be. Right. In this day and age, you don't know. And who said, RJ said there are just enough mistakes. Mm-hmm. He's absolutely right. Or, you know, Buzz or
someone said that. It could open up a worm.
Exactly. So
just by replying to an email.
So after reading that and getting a benefit, getting big benefit for Michael O'Mara Show as to entertain, I hit delete button. Goodbye.
Yes. Oh,
goodbye.
Can you most there. Excellent take payment for my indicate? Oh, yes.
He's gone. So anyway, Jeff. On to Oscar Santana. Yes. Well, you know what? We'll give you a nice little segment.
Oh wow. Good.
We will take an early break here, and we will come back, and we will talk to you about that. We will
Hello,
talk
everyone.
To Rob.
This is your Action News reporter with all the news that is news across the nation. On the
we will talk to Rob about roller skating with Jabril and Buzz about something he can do with his mouth. If we get all that in, I'll be very successful. We'll take a break. Come right back on the Mike O'Mara
Running
Show.
Through the pole beans, through the fruits and vegetables, naked as a jaybird. And I hollered over to Ethel. I said, don't look, Ethel. And it's too late. She'd already been incensed.
He comes.
Boogity, boogity.
They go.
Boogity, boogity.
Boogity.
And he ain't wearing no clothes.
Oh, yes, they call him the street.
Number one record, Mike.
I would have lived a very full life without ever having to listen to a Ray Stevens record.
Really? All of them?
Ray Stevens to me is what's wrong with the world.
Did you have to play a lot of him when you were the country station?
No, but I heard enough of him, you know, growing up where it was just like, you know, I hate novelty records. I really do. I hate novelty records. I, you know, maybe when I was a child, I liked Dickie Goodman.
Sure.
Oh, Mr.
Cut in,
Jaws.
The cut
I probably,
in records, yeah.
I probably liked that, but I mean, I hated Rick D's,
Guitar
Disco
Zan.
Duck,
yeah.
Guitar Zan.
Guitar Zan, Ahab the Arab.
Hate those. And then, you know, and then he goes to Branson, yeah. where those type of performers
Mike, did
go.
You know that Ahab the Arab rode on a camel named Clyde?
That's great. he unhinged, you know, people unhinged their jaw in Branson, Missouri, going to a Ray Stevens
Santa
show.
Santa Claus is watching
he wrote,
you.
He wrote one good song called Mr. Businessman, if you ever get a chance to track it down. And it was a minor hit, I think.
I've never heard that.
Ray Stevens, Mr.
Our second segment is brought to you by Weight Not. A lot of people don't try to lose weight because they think they'll fail. But with Weight Not, you get results so quickly, you're motivated to keep going. Even our personal doctors are telling us it's a great way to eat. Now, that's pretty significant. I was watching Alec Baldwin the other night. He was talking about how... he thinks he has a sugar allergy,
saw
or his
that,
doctor
yeah.
told him he had a sugar allergy. He's lost a ton of weight. I will only tell you this. When I eat on the Weight Not plan mm-hmm. and I'm cruising on it, I just feel better.
You're right.
I don't feel, and I've been on so many programs. This is the truth. When I'm on Weight Not, I will be losing the weight. Yeah, do you get a little hungry? You have moments of hunger
sure.
like you do
it's
on any program where you're reducing caloric intake. However, I've been on other programs where literally I felt horrible.
Yeah. Mm.
I won't mention their names. Atkins, where I felt seriously like I wanted to die. On this program, they balance it out, and with the supplements, you do feel good. Mm-hmm. And that's another thing that, you know, sometimes when I'm on the Weight Not program, I am not just happy that I'm going to lose weight, but I feel better, and I feel like I'm doing things for my body. I don't know if any of you have this experience, but there's one foodstuff that if I eat in the morning, and I can only try it on a weekend, and I do it occasionally, if I eat like a stack of pancakes with maple syrup,
that's the word.
I seriously feel like I've taken some kind of narcotic.
That's coma town.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah. You're done for the
it's
day.
Horrible. That I think that might be your body telling you something.
Yeah.
Well,
it is,
they absolutely. Help you you lose weight on Weight Not, and they also help you feel better. WeightNot.com, 855-WEIGHT-NOT, 855-934-4486. Unbelievable results. You can believe in Rob Spiewak.
Some quick statistics, Mike. Since September, down nearly 75 pounds, 10 inches off my waist, 2 inches off my neck,
nice.
And probably a few years added to the end of my life.
And
so
a bunch
you,
of douchebag striped shirts.
Yes, thank you, Carrie.
Yeah, nice shirt.
Pretty like good. That. I like that
you
one.
Like that one?
Are you feeding your family with the clothing that you're buying? Just out of curiosity. I mean, you're buying so much new clothing. I'm wondering whether you're successfully able to, you
it's
know,
funny
do
that
the
you
kids eat like peanut butter and bologna or
no,
what?
No, it's
what
funny you that you mentioned that I'm actually actually feeding my kids the old clothes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yes, RJ Diaz.
I would like to make one statistic.
Okay. You would like to make one statistic. Would you like to share one statistic
Mike
with
is going
us?
To yes. make, he's,
dope.
He's going to make an anal statistic.
Yes. Anal. Here we go.
Yes.
Yes. 18 inches.
18 inches?
Off the waist?
56 to 38.
That's incredible. Wow. That's bad. You can't argue with that. No,
easier to buy clothes, isn't it?
855-WAIT-NOT, 855-934-4486. WaitNot.com. Unbelievable results. You can believe it. And we thank them for their continued sponsorship of the Mike O'Mara Show. Let's get to it. Yeah. The man was in Arizona this weekend. This morning, I wake up, I go to my Facebook page, and I go to see the news feed, and all I'm getting are pictures of Shannon yes. and Oscar and mountains and lovely pictures on top of
Oscar and shorts.
Does you find it remarkable on the amount of ground he requires to see? He can balance on, like, toes.
Yes.
You can, like, stand on pins.
And that's after watching 60 Minutes, my TiVo'd 60 Minutes last night, right? Where they had the Sky Flyers.
Extreme sports.
And, my God. I've never watched a TV show where I felt nervous. But you climbed a mountain with your beloved, the mountain that was really climbed.
Yes. Hey.
You met the parents.
Yes, I did. I did.
This is getting serious.
It is. It absolutely is. Right.
And you don't seem to be fighting at all.
No, I'm so happy.
It's a good thing.
Extremely happy.
Yeah.
No, but more importantly, when it comes to the Camelback Mountain, we didn't make it up the top. We made it 3/4 of the way, and I think we were just done. Like there was about another.
You mean as a couple?
No, there was another 30 minutes left in the climb, and we were going to meet her parents for lunch.
Right. The parents were at the top of the mountain, Mike.
So it was.
We had a dorm room at American University, actually, in Hughes Hall.
Yes.
That we used to go. I forgot what her name was, but we just called the dorm room Camel Toe
Mountain. How hard was that to climb?
No problem.
Yeah.
So
didn't have to put special shoes on.
Yeah, but you did fall down in a crevasse.
Yes, you did.
While that was a great experience, yet a little unfulfilling because I didn't realize how close we were to the top until I got down.
Right.
I was more concerned with getting down and realizing I had to go meet her parents for the first time.
So that was the same day that you climbed the mountain was the day you were going to meet
them. We went that morning. We're going to have lunch that afternoon with them.
Who was the sort of person that has made the meeting with the parents happen? Was it the parents? Was it her or was it you?
No, it was Shannon.
Okay.
And
so she's a born and bred Arizonian.
No. Her family moved from Maryland to Arizona.
Oh, I get it.
And her stepfather's actually from Boston, and he's a big Red Sox fan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, tell him to buy my tickets because nobody else is.
I told him that we had a long conversation about your season tickets.
Yes, another day, another price reduction.
So
that's a way to endear yourself.
That's right.
Oscar.
How many times have you guys gone into this situation, meeting somebody's, like a significant other's parents?
Mm-hmm. Let me see. A half a dozen.
Half
probably.
A dozen, right?
Yeah.
It's not the most comfortable thing. Not because you don't want to meet them. It's because there's so many different things that can go wrong
and
in that meeting.
Right. Yeah.
And you want to make you obviously have shared with us that you feel strongly about this relationship.
Yes.
You're happy in this. My God, you're logging air miles for this relationship. Yes. So you want to make a good impression.
Yes. And it's funny because Shannon asked her, she goes, are you nervous? And I was nervous, but I didn't tell her that because I didn't want to make her more nervous.
Right,
here's how
right.
the play went, Mike. She went, Oscar, are you nervous? He went, no!
No,
way
I'm not.
To play your cards.
Where's
close
my
to the
5-hour energy?
And my Ambien.
And what I also was nervous about is because since this is a long distance relationship, I only had, I clocked probably an hour and a half to make some sort of impression on them, to let them know that, A, I'm not a scumbag, B, I really care about their daughter, and C, they can trust me.
You mean you stayed with them for 90 minutes?
Well, that's what I figured going into the lunch that's all I had to do those three things.
All right, let me get some detail here. Where is the lunch? Is the lunch at a nice place?
It's at the Kona Grill in Scottsdale Fashion Square.
Not
a super nice place, but a nice place.
But
Mike,
upscale enough.
Yes, yes.
It is in the Fashion Square.
The Fashion Square.
Of course.
Is that in the Bodega?
No, it's in Scottsdale.
Isn't the Bodega in Scottsdale?
I don't know, to be honest with you.
See, I don't know.
I don't know.
Trying to throw these references
out. What you need, Mike, what you need to do is spend more time at Fashion Square.
You know, you should have taken them?
Where?
The Sugar Bowl.
I did see the Sugar Bowl. I thought about you when we walked by.
It's my favorite place.
Charlie, they play football there.
What's the worst thing that can possibly happen when you have a first introduction?
Double homicide.
That's true.
A good point.
Failing that.
Okay. Well, the first thing would be that you say something completely inappropriate right off the, like within the first half hour, and you get a negative vibe. That to me, and that's, I'm being legitimate here, that would be something.
I'd like to guess spilling something.
That's a good guess. Mark?
I would say maybe using inappropriate language right off the
nice.
Bat.
Nice.
You know what? I'm sorry.
That fucking mountain.
Yeah, right.
Wow.
Exactly.
What'd I say?
Now, the worst thing that can happen is when you meet the parents and you sit down on the patio. We're outside. And your lovely girlfriend walks away to go to the restroom, and you're sitting there by yourself.
Like right off the bat.
But you're not by yourself. You're outnumbered 2-1 because it's parents and then you.
Maybe it's because I do well in social situations.
Yes.
I might be exhilarated at that moment. I might say showtime.
There's quite the
depending,
difference.
Yeah.
When we walk on the stages at the State Theater, that's what's going to happen in my mind.
Right.
It's showtime.
I'm already excited.
But since I care for this girl so much.
There's a lot at stake.
And he doesn't care about that show. And so that's why.
No, there's a different type of comfort level. I'm not there to entertain them. I'm there to for them to get to know me.
You know what? This is not doing the show. This is a sales call.
And hopefully you're selling yourself.
What I would do in that situation, and I've been there, so I can maybe impart some. I would use a line from, I would use a line from The Godfather.
Excellent.
And it's a line where Tom, what was Tom's last name? The Robert Duvall character.
Oh,
do we know the last name?
He's the consigliere. I'll have it in a moment.
And Tom goes to visit with the movie producer.
Tom Hagen
goes to visit with the movie director. And this is the line I would use. And I have to pull the microphone away, just duplicate it. And it's not what Tom Hagen says, it's what the movie producer says. Mm-hmm. He was the greatest piece of ass I've ever had, and I've had them all.
That's what you say to the parents.
I don't think that's quite the approach.
I think that's pretty good.
I'm kidding.
Anyone should take.
We kid.
Let alone myself. So I had a good outline of how I was going to handle this.
Right, but you were surprised by her jettisoning you.
Yeah. She went to the restroom.
Do you think this was by design on her part?
No, I think that she went down Camelback Mountain, drank 3 gallons of water, and needed to go to the restroom.
Yeah.
Lady got to pee,
She's got
to
go.
And then you turned to Mr. Shannon and said, I'd like to make an offer on your daughter.
No.
Mr. Shannon. So tell me. Tell me exactly what you're going to do for my daughter.
At the top of that mountain is all your favorite Lifesaver candy.
That's right. Peppermint.
Wintergreen and
traditional five flavor.
Scott Shannon.
Thank you. Sorry.
I sat there and... Have you ever? I know you hate old school.
The movie old school.
Yes, I know.
Yeah,
I know you hate.
I don't hate. Here you go.
Okay.
I don't hate old school. I think that old school, is really held up to be the movie that it shouldn't be held up.
Do you remember
that?
That's Will Ferrell's
overrated.
The part
absolutely
in the film where Will Ferrell is debating and he blacks out and just totally gives an intelligent answer. And he wakes up. He's like, "What happened?" But he wins the debate.
Right.
Yep.
Against
Carver.
Remember it.
Okay, but if you've seen that movie, that's what happened to me.
Okay.
Because as soon as she left, my entire playbook for this meeting was out the window. Mm. So what?
What had she stayed? I'm just curious because you mentioned playbook, so I know you had some plans going in. What was your first play with the four of you at a table? What was your first play?
Well, the best way to get to know is to ask them about themselves, so they can talk to you about
what you got
to
do is get them talking about
themselves.
Always a winner.
In any conversation. But when
what time of day is this?
It's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Okay, I would say one of the first things I would say would be you exhale loudly, you just go. Oh, who needs a martini?
That could happen as well. But instead, in the most natural, way that this could have ever happened, I said my first, because they were staring at me basically when she left.
That's what they do.
And I said, well, it's nice to meet you guys. I'm sure you guys have a million questions.
Didn't they heave a sigh of relief when they figured out you could speak English?
Yeah, I agree, Buzz. Hold on, turn that up. I go, who's this arrogant little prick?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't open the floor to questions.
Well, he's saying that was his problem.
No,
right?
I'd say it's a little. That's because I would look at you if you were, going to date my daughter. Oh, that's right, because all we've been doing is thinking about you. No, I wouldn't say. Go ahead. I don't want to make you feel insecure.
I got crickets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
Is he a New Englander?
Yeah.
Man of few words.
Yeah.
See, I'm. kind of on the, I'm getting to that other side.
Yeah, yeah,
now
I see that.
I got a 16-year-old now, and she's in that relationship that she's been in for 40 years.
I'm gainfully employed.
And yeah, that's true. And I would sit there and go, I'm sure you guys have a million questions. So I don't know. I'm not trying to bust your balls.
Well, I swear to God,
I'm glad it didn't go that
way.
If you said, I'm sure you guys have a million questions, that's a little off-putting.
Yeah, you know what I think it is? I think it is a little too forward to
exactly.
seize control of the
company.
Were there any pleasantries?
Can I continue, for God's sake?
Well, that's what you said.
Well, Jesus.
Can you? Go ahead.
So they said nothing, and then I said, well.
They speak English,
let's
though.
Go straight to the conclusion. And I said, I'm just going to let you know that I am head over heels in love with your daughter, that I've never felt this way about a woman in my life, and I wake up every morning hoping to get another chance to talk to her, and I will do everything in my power to make sure, if I can, to take care of her for the rest of her life.
Wow.
That's pretty dramatic.
That's a strong statement to make on a radio show.
How did they react?
And that's when I had the Will Ferrell moment, when I got up and I'm like, oh. Like, I shook it off.
Right.
And I looked at her stepfather and her mother, and I could tell that, like, they were getting teary-eyed.
You'd said the right thing.
They liked what you said.
Yes. Mm.
They liked what you said.
Yes, because it was so honest.
Yeah.
There wasn't shtick. It wasn't like an opening line. It was just, I said, I know that's
you aren't,
a,
you're,
you laid it
I've
out
never
there.
Seen, you're cuckoo for this lady.
Yeah, and I said,
I know you are.
And I said, I know that's a lot to take in,
right.
But I got to tell you, I'm crazy about her.
God, I hope she doesn't burn you. No, I'm serious.
We all
say that like in a fatherly way.
And now I'd like to open the floor for questions.
So, were there in between? Were there any? I'll have the quiche. Was there?
No.
Was there any? Hey, how are you? This great weather you're having. Were there any?
Point,
I mean, it's just like,
Shannon,
well, I'm sure you have a lot of questions, but I just want to say that I am desperately trying to impregnate your daughter.
Yes.
No.
All right.
I know it was. Again, it was the most natural, honest way to approach things.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there was no agenda. And I was very clear with them that I don't know what's going to happen in this relationship, but I'm very happy. And I think she's very happy as well.
It's good that you put the qualifier.
Yeah. Yep. All this happened while she's in the bathroom. You move fast.
And I hope for all
what
the
did
best.
They say in response? Did they say anything to you in response? I know what I would have said.
What would you have said?
Get out! Get the fuck out of here!
I'm going to kill you.
Why would you say that, Mike?
I it's just the way I'm. I'm
defensive
a,
of the daughter.
A different kind of father.
Yes. Yeah.
Actually, well, you know, you Mike, should know what the father said was, really, though, is it the best grill brush out there?
No, I might look at you and say this. Now, a serious answer. I might look, you know, say what you said, and I'll give you what my natural response would be.
Come on, that just took so much out
okay,
of me.
Okay, sorry, I'm sorry.
You're killing me.
You said something that I love
I
your
believe
daughter.
It was something to the tune of.
I want to hear her voice when I wake up in the morning.
When I wake up every morning, I hope to have a chance to talk to her.
That's not how he said it.
And make her very happy the rest of her life, the best I can, Napoleon.
I don't think that's exactly how it went.
Funny, that's how I heard it.
That's how they heard it.
You've added a new impression.
A little bit. I've been watching the Napoleon Dynamite cartoon.
That's very Pedro. Just I would probably look at you after you said that. And after I dab the tear away, and I would go, well, you've just got it all figured out. I'm kidding. Thank you for over. I can see you. This is different.
Yeah,
it is.
You're never sensitive.
No.
You're my non-sensitive child.
No.
You're not like the two toddlers over
no,
here.
Not at all.
You're actually, you know, I can say anything to you. You're, this is delicate.
Yes, it
for
is.
You. Wow.
So who paid for lunch?
I did.
Did you?
Nice.
That's a pretty cool move,
good
too.
Move.
Why wouldn't you pay for lunch?
I don't. Maybe
not pay for lunch.
No, maybe the parents would just say, "Hey, you know, let us take care of this."
Dad,
you know,
I'm
going to
ask you a
daughter.
Question that's going to put you on the spot. And I hate myself for asking
just
about.
Ask
but
me.
In a way, my young broadcasting
yes.
friend, you've taught me to ask these
okay,
questions.
Please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions: does the family have money?
I don't know.
Okay,
I really don't know.
That's a great answer. That's a great answer,
Mike. He knows.
Yeah.
No,
of course
I don't
he knows.
Know. It's none of my business.
But
I did the move. I did this move, which I.
Could they have paid?
Absolutely.
Okay, just ask.
I will pay for the check or something.
Right.
No. Exactly. Well, I also had. Yes. I had the waiter come by and I just slid him the card.
Yeah.
Right.
What
right.
did you?
Well,
what did you enjoy? What did everybody enjoy?
Oh, we had some ahi tuna. We had some edamame. We had some tuna rolls.
What's that other thing?
Edamame.
Soybeans.
Soybeans. Yeah. With a little salt.
They're good. Yeah. They're delicious. They serve them at Japanese.
But more importantly, after.
If they ordered beans, I'd pay too.
Edamame. After,
that's something that I've started to eat.
It's edamame?
Good stuff, yes.
It's good for you. Yeah.
It's good.
You'll actually help. Like it. Yeah.
They look
like I'd like it if it was like something related to a waffle at the waffle.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not.
Fried edamame with the skin on.
After the State of the Union,
yes.
We got into some conversation, and it wasn't anything that was terse or mean-spirited.
Are they younger? Are they older
aggressive.
Parents?
They're a little older.
Okay.
But
well, I'm glad the conversation wasn't aggressive. Did you think it was going to be
aggressive?
Well,
guys, you don't know what you're walking into.
I think when you're dealing with a stepdad, it's a good scene. It wasn't hostile. Scene.
But
you probably have less, if you deal with the biological father.
No. The step,
quite a different endeavor.
The stepfather,
I'm with you, Mike.
That is his princess.
Okay.
Shannon is his princess.
So he's raised her from very little.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
So he, so I mean, like, that she.
I have known her a long time.
I'm just glad that when I send a text out to my oldest daughter,
yes.
that I get a response within 3 hours. If I get a response within 3 hours, life is ready. That's good. Where my life is right now.
That's a good
that
sign.
Is where. But she's a hardworking little girl,
right.
and
yeah.
she's working hard. I see, and I shouldn't say this.
No,
I'm not going to say it. Then
it's
I'll
just,
stop.
You know what, Mike?
Thank you for stopping.
It's nice to be acknowledged.
Mike.
Maybe just like.
Mike.
You have a sip of your beverage.
Mike, I wouldn't be a good broadcaster, and I've learned from the best, if I didn't ask. What do you see?
No.
What do I see? What?
The acknowledgement, Mike. I think we should move on.
What do I see?
Yes.
Oh.
No.
No.
I have to control myself.
Yeah, let him filter
I'll
that.
Tell you guys off as soon as the show's over, and I'm really sorry to our listening audience for this. I will tell you at the I'm a normal dad.
Yeah.
I'm a normal dad, and there's an age difference that, and Lord knows I'm living an age difference.
Right.
I was terrified. When I met Linda, my mother-in-law,
yeah.
absolutely,
sure,
because I thought that I would be walking into a home where I would be looked at as like a pedophile.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because Carla was in her early 20s mm-hmm. and I was in my 40s.
But luckily, Linda was brought up to respect her elders.
You dick!
And she was a fan.
So how did the date end? How did the date end?
So the date ended and her father had not seen her new place because Shannon just moved in this new place in Old Town Scottsdale.
Okay.
So we drove over there and get ready.
When are you moving into it?
I'm not moving into
okay.
it.
And it's like an Old Town Scottsdale. That's like an old West town, right? Like a dude ranch?
Is she renting?
A bar
she's renting.
Okay.
So we were driving out. I can't even have a conversation.
Well,
with
you guys. Howdy, partner.
Howdy, Mr. Shannon.
Oh, welcome to Old Town Scottsdale. This is Shannon's new digs. That'll fix her.
Don't you live in Tumbleweed Towers?
That's right. You better watch out. The sheriff's in town. And we got the Cole brothers coming through. Watch out there. All right. So, anyway, what happened?
So, we head over and we had a great lunch. We had a great lunch.
Good. That's very. I love it. That's
it went well.
I also at lunch at one point I said if you ever have any questions or concerns, please feel free to call me or email me or anything because like I'm an open book. If you ever want to talk about what's going on in the relationship, if you ever want to reach out. I know that I'm 2,000 miles away, but I'm just a phone call away.
Let me see if I have
a question for you about that.
Let me ask you if I've got the ABCs of you down. And this is for Mr. and Mrs. Shannon's parents.
Yes.
I would say
the Shannons.
You are that's right. You're at a stage in your life where you are really ready to settle down.
Yes.
You've thought about this. You work your ass off. You work like 20, you really do. You work your ass off. You do. You're a hardworking guy, mm-hmm. which I you know in your 30s, you know, for I you know, that's when I started working real hard and you mm-hmm. know, you're working real hard and it's good to see. And you know, you're crazy about this lady and I think you make an impression just by your very presence because
yes,
that's the
one.
Way you
I
feel.
Too, right.
Yes. And I think it comes out of you. Mm-hmm. And I think it's natural. And I think it's good. And I'm happy for it. I'm
Thank
very
you.
Happy for
I
am, you.
But I have a question for you as a dad.
I look forward to meeting her. I want to chat with her.
I got a vibe.
Although I don't have a very good relationship with any of the other wives on the show.
No, Melissa likes you.
Well, Melissa, that's special.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Carrie, not really a fan.
Well, Carrie, you know.
As long as you listen.
That's from that your years of brainwashing me. And
as long as you listen, she'll talk at you. But when you, I think you had it nailed. You had it nailed when you said, you know, I love her and I rise trying to think, hope that I can talk to her.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go the extra step to, if you have any thoughts or concerns, please call me. That sounds more business-like than emotional. Do you
it's
think
it's a little Eddie Haskell?
Yeah, I think it might.
Who
that
the
might
hell is that?
He was a kiss-ass kid. He was a kiss-ass kid in the neighborhood that really was a sinister prick, and everybody in the neighborhood knew that. And Eddie Haskell would do terrible things when the parents weren't around, but then it'd be like, "Hello, Mrs. Cleaver. I'm very happy with
it." It seems early to them, to the parents. It would seem early in the relationship to bring that up.
Did that feel natural when you said that?
Hold on. Let me ask. You've had conversations with her about your relationship, and you guys have talked about this type of meeting.
Let me say this. One, I've met parents before,
right?
And it sucked. And it's not because I didn't care about the girl in the relationship or I didn't care about meeting the parents. That's something that happens when you date people. Mm-hmm. Right. But I've never been in a relationship where I cared so much to say that this woman could possibly be my life for the rest of my life.
Whoa, that's great. Right, that's good to hear. And if I was a parent, I probably would be happy to hear that.
And so when you walk into this type of situation, it's not it whatever came out of my mouth was not that kid Eddie, was not anything
and
else.
And it went over well.
But
it was genuine.
It was genuine.
And it was well received.
As long as it played
I've never been this honest in a relationship with parents, with anybody in my life.
I will say that you have changed.
And it feels amazing.
To a certain extent.
Yeah.
You're still a douchebag in certain regards. But you have changed in others that are in the
affairs
change
of the heart.
And the change has
it's
been
it's a
really
healthy
good.
Relationship. And what I know went well, because when we went back to her place to show, she wanted to show her place to her parents.
Tumbleweed Towers, Mike.
Her parents said, they asked Shannon, they said, "So when are you moving?" They blatantly asked that.
Oh, like
and that's
back
when it got,
here?
Yeah, back here. Mm. And that's when it got kind of like dicey, when I was like, I thought this was going great.
That's a little awkward. Yeah. Little bit awkward there. So overall, the meeting of the parents was a 10?
It went great, yes. And I found out yesterday that, much like you had said earlier in the program here, I found out last night that when they got in the car to drive from Cave Creek, which is halfway down to Tucson, or Casa Grande, it might be Cape Creek.
You're
I don't
in Phoenix,
know.
And they're driving halfway.
Yeah, they're halfway to Tucson, so they're driving an hour
out in the middle
up,
of the desert.
Song by Glenn Campbell, isn't it?
That's rural Arizona.
Yes,
that's rattlesnake country.
Mm-hmm. So her mother told her that they got in the car, and her stepfather said, "There's nothing that this guy can say to impress me." That's what a father would say.
Yeah, right. Right.
And
right.
Then when he came back, and they were driving back, her mother told her, they said that they were thoroughly impressed.
That's success. Good for you.
And what success. A great,
she's nice for sharing that. And even though it's not true.
And you know what's great is that I don't know if I've never felt like I could connect with anybody's parents before, but they were so nice and so fun
that's
and so full of life.
How do you think they will get along with your mom and dad?
As just well as parents do. Okay. Like they just like they like to have fun.
Maybe it would help.
But aren't your parents really known as difficult?
No, they're just foreign.
What if, same thing, really.
If things are going badly, have your mom give them a printer.
There you go. Yes,
that's right.
I'm happy for you. That's
excellent.
Good.
We all are. You know, we had an over-under on the last episode of America.
Yes.
As to when Oscar's going to get engaged.
Really?
Yeah, so it was really
have you picked
under 2 years or over 2 years?
Under two.
Oh, under.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they all said. I say
two.
Over.
I had 2012 right here. This year.
I'm only 33.
Okay, we'll have to wait. Yeah. We will wait, and unfortunately,
don't need to set a date to be engaged.
We will get to. You
trust
took
me on that.
You took Jabril roller skating.
I did,
and you have a problem with your saliva.
I do. Well, not a problem.
Both of those coming up tomorrow. We will get to that next. It is the Audio Vault. We'll be back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to TMOS. We are delighted to have you with us, everybody. And boy, it's tough. This is a tough room.
Yeah, it is.
Even when I'm dishing it out, I know how tough we are.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't change a thing, though. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the DR Lawn Aerator. I was talking to my bride about this yesterday. Don't pay somebody else to poke holes in your lawn. I'm thinking about really maybe investing. I really think this is
a good
wonderful
move.
For some
tool.
Hole pokery?
Do it yourself. You know, I know enough about lawns and because I've been a suburban my whole life.
Yes.
And I know that those little aeration holes that you put in your lawn make all the difference. Mm-hmm. Do it with the DR Lawn Aerator from DR Power Equipment. Coring your lawn helps get it water and nutrients. It's simple.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You shoot a hole in it, it gets all the water down into it deep, and the roots get more room. Get more tips for a better lawn and get a free DVD to see the DR Lawn Aerator in action and get up to $300 off right now. Ooh. Just click the DR ad on our website, the DR Lawn Aerator. DR is professional power done right, and another proud sponsor of our live stage show. We
love
are grateful.
I'm glad you brought up the stage show.
It's already open.
Because, you know, it's not just us there. Of course, there's Michael Hoover, and of course, there's one other guy that's very important that's going to be there.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
He'll be there.
Yes.
And I really don't know why I found these as funny as I did, but Mark forwarded these to me. Obviously, the listeners are into this tape as well.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
So I will play the five tapes in order and see if you enjoy them as well. Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Hey, this is Ronick Gold from Eric Black. Hey, this is Black Ronick from Eric Gold. Hey, this is Gold Eric from Black Ronick. Hey, this is Black Eric from Gold Ronick. Hey, this is Gold Gronick from Black Eric.
I just like them. I don't know why. But then you can go see Black Gold at the State Theater and make sure.
Yeah, and if you want, if somebody wants to check out their music before they go to the show, thank all 700 plus of you that have purchased tickets already. We are cruising right down to a sellout. Tickets are available. We are probably into the 75 range as far as tickets.
That are
so
left.
Get yours, please. I don't want anybody, if you were thinking about this, don't sit on your hands. I really want you to get out there and get a ticket for this, and we're very, very excited about
it. Mark my words, that you will get a call at least 24 hours before the show from a friend, from one of your friends, one of your dear friends
Hey, heard something going on.
Yeah.
Hey, I already gotten a couple of those.
No, but you will get them after it's actually sold out.
Right.
And that's when you're going to have that tough conversation with them to say, look, man, it's been 4 weeks.
Theater won't hold another
person. And we actually, we are sharing tickets with our friends and with our advertisers. Mm-hmm. And the fact is, that can only go so far if the doors close and you can't let anybody in. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm really concerned now. I never dreamed that we would be.
This would be the problem that
situation.
We have. Yeah.
But then again, you have to go to a second tier. Once you sell the 600 for the lower tier, but it's still general admission, so everybody's just going to be able to get in.
But if it sells out and you don't have your ticket, you will be shedding a second tier.
Amen,
but
Rob.
Mike, get them. Don't regret them.
If you get to 800, they don't allow more than the working staff and the actual people that are doing the show.
Right.
There. They have a cap.
Right.
So even if you wanted to sneak a friend in, you can't.
Can't do it, and they won't allow us to do it. We are so grateful for the early ticket sales for this, but it is time when we're under 100 ticket sales left, it is time for us to tell you, please, folks,
hurry up.
Get on your pony, and if you were thinking, especially those of you that are saying, I'll make my travel arrangements first, and then I'll do this, then I'll do that. There are plenty of hotels around the area if you want to come down for this, and it's really going to be a wonderful night. We've got some very, very special stuff planned for you, and also some giveaways that we're working on
And
we're going to have a commemorative T-shirt for sale
That
event that is going to be. And you're like, oh, you mean we buy tickets and we don't get the T-shirt? No, you don't get the T-shirt
for
free.
For a concert.
This is how we feed our families, ladies and gentlemen. So we are so excited about this. Michael Hoover, the Elvis impersonator. Rob's been working closely with him on the set list.
Yes.
And also Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
Yeah.
If you want to check out the music of Black Gold, where do you go?
You just go to blackgoldmusic.com.
And it's very easy just to say it's Eric, but it's the whole band. It's going to be a hell of a show.
Yeah,
and they're amazing.
As you indicated, a lot of wonderful surprises in the show that you're going to regret if you miss them.
Yes, some of them involve abuse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Some of them involve... I'm very... in fact, I got to talk to you guys about my little segment, my impression segment.
Okay.
Yes, right.
Where I'm going to be reprising a bit that was done decades ago.
Wow.
On the old Primetime Video Zoo.
Yeah.
Okay.
With Don and Mike. And I am going to do it. And what I'm going to be doing is writing a wrong.
Oh, good. Good for you.
The only
Mike.
Thing I want to say is, we were talking about that. It's got to be a little larger than that.
Yeah.
We can do
unless
that.
We're going to have
all of them
a screen.
Or just this
well,
particular
I think
one.
They've got to be like that.
Okay.
I think they've got to be like that.
That.
And because I want to do that. And then so, if you like that part of the show, that's going to be fantastic. If you're just obsessed with Buzz and his knowledge of cannabis, you'll want to be there. And I would like to say, if I can put out a solicit already, if you are someone that no one would expect to be a regular pot smoker, You know, that nobody would ever figure you for it.
Right. Uh-huh.
Hey, this is Eric Ronick from Black Gold.
You could win a door prize.
That's true.
Very good.
It's an actual door.
We don't want anyone to go home empty.
Oscar Santana will be with us and discussing his love life.
Uh-huh. It's my birthday.
But the bottom line, and what I wanted to tell everybody, this is a real show.
Yeah,
we're
sure.
going to be recording this show for broadcast. We are going to be sitting up on the set. We're going to have all the little sound effects that we have with us. We're going to have everything along, like if we want to do a telephone call.
Hello, calling the State Theater. That's going to be all
stage,
this stuff.
Lights, music.
It's going to be all
we'll
there.
All be there.
And please get your tickets soon. We don't want to have anybody shut out.
All right.
Almost everyone will be there, Mike, but not Charla Nash.
Charla Nash. Oh no.
Do you know the name? Let me refresh your memory.
She's the lady that had her face ripped off.
Just to refresh your memory.
911
call.
This is 21 York. Watson and Rose.
What's the problem?
Police. Send the police.
What it was, Mike, it was a tragic monkey attack.
It was, Ron.
Yeah, we heard that.
Horrible.
And she's doing another interview, and what a lot of people don't know and what she has revealed.
Oh, you're so sick.
What Charla Nash has revealed is that she had been attacked by the monkey before the attack we all heard.
Oh.
So this monkey had a history.
Didn't like her.
No.
Wow.
Let's hear this most recent interview. And Mike, I think you will hear in her voice tones of bravery.
We visited her at a rehabilitation center outside of Boston. She doesn't remember the day of the attack, but says she always avoided the chimp, Travis, that her friend Sandra Harold, who died in 2010, kept at her home for years. Nash now reveals she was previously attacked by Travis.
Well, I was scared of him. And he ripped a whole hunk of hair in the back of my head, and I was crying.
What was their relationship?
It could have been like a kid to her, like a child or a companion. He ate dinner than probably you and I eat in Los Pisos. He had a lot of kick-out food.
Are you looking around the room? Are you looking around the room at this?
I always do.
As you play this for your own sick, twisted amusement.
Can you imagine having a monkey that ate takeout food?
That's terrible.
My brother actually worked on that surgery, if you remember.
Really?
Wow. He was on the anesthesia team.
Truly amazing, this thing. Yeah. Yeah. She's got a transplanted face.
The monkey loved wine.
And she used to give him a glass of wine every night.
Travis slept in the bed.
Always. Ever since he was little.
That was pretty bizarre.
Yeah, I thought so.
Wow.
So we wish her well.
She sounds better, though.
She sounds much better.
I have a question about this whole thing. They talk about, you know, this incident changed the way we look at chimpanzees. I mean, people don't look at the same way. But don't you think that, and I know like they have moments in the wild where they can really like dismember another chimp.
Right.
And they have these violent moments. But do you think maybe this chimp was messed up because of just the way this lady handled it with wine and takeout food and all that crap.
It, you know, drunken pasta nights. Yeah, I think probably there's problem with the mic. But
it just ultimately behave like a chimpanzee behaves?
That's a good question. Yeah. I'd love to know the answer. I don't think they really know.
Yeah,
probably,
no, we don't.
More
we
study.
Don't.
Where's Jane Goodall when you need her?
May I change the topic?
Please, Jesus.
Listener Brian Swenland is a middle school orchestra teacher.
Ah.
And he was trying to teach his band how to do some sort of a fanfare.
Uh-huh.
And it didn't go quite as well as he'd hoped.
Oh, that's too
and
bad.
He wanted to share this with you, Mike. He thought you would enjoy this. This is a middle school orchestra doing a fanfare.
This is Black Gold.
Drum section is terrible.
They don't get it.
Oh, kind of gets you excited, doesn't it?
Wow. Does he get mad at him?
I was waiting for him to yell at him. Yeah. Actually, he's being supportive. He says, come on, they're just in middle school. I'll tell you who was mad, though.
Ooh.
Donald Trump is mad at Sacha Baron Cohen.
Really?
Yeah, about the whole thing at the Academy Awards.
Oh,
and
I love
what Trump chooses to be important enough that he's going to make a video and put on YouTube.
Right.
Here's the Donald talking about that.
This third-rate character named Sacha Baron Cohen thought he was being cute and funny when he threw ashes at Ryan Seacrest. Now, I know Ryan Seacrest. He's a great guy.
Of course you do.
And you could see he was visibly upset.
Hold on. But now, I'm going to do something from forever.
Okay.
And I meant to bring this up on the show. I think I've referenced it once
before. About his limited vocabulary.
When you listen to Donald Trump,
good.
Just remember, he has a limited vocabulary. That is his elephant. That is his secret. He is not able to express himself with any serious vocabulary words.
Right.
He will not go into deep vocabulary. He's not capable.
Can't do it.
Like, for example, he has James Lipton on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Right.
And you would say, if I was going to introduce James Lipton, I would say this man is legendary in the world of theater.
Right.
Yeah. He is known worldwide for his skills as an interviewer. This is how Donald Trump would interview him. I've got James Lipton here, a great guy.
Yeah, exactly.
Friend of mine.
Donald Trump, you listen to I really believe this. Listen to every press conference. Listen to every time this man's been interviewed. Listen to everything he's ever had to say. And he always will say, well, it's really, I'm happy because it's a great thing. And I really believe that this is going to be popular.
I don't think
he can go, at least with any of these luminaries you will hear, he wouldn't use luminaries.
No, he couldn't.
Again, start it from the beginning way he's dissing a guy, a third-rate character.
Okay, here's Donald Trump.
Dope.
This third-rate character named Sacha Baron Cohen thought he was being cute and funny when he threw ashes at Ryan Seacrest. Now, I know Ryan Seacrest. He's a great guy. And you could see he was visibly upset. It was disgraceful. And the security guard that was standing to the right, he ought to be fired immediately. That guy had nothing. He is not capable. He allowed this guy to get away with so much. Believe me, if that ever happened to somebody with real security, Sacha Baron Cohen would not be in good shape right now. He'd be in a hospital. He would have been punched in the face
times. Do you hear what I'm talking about?
What happened.
He doesn't. Trump can't speak.
Right.
No.
That's the big thing. That's the big. I want a real national campaign for this. I think if we really. Trump can't get into the. Yes. You could not
He likes one syllable words.
Exactly. Yeah. He'd be in. If I will tell you, if that security guard was working for me, I would eviscerate him.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. I would disembowel him. Right. This guy would be in bad shape because he's not happy. Good.
It wouldn't be good.
Hi, dog.
He would be horrible at words with friends.
Yes.
Yes, probably.
I've been listening to Donald Trump because whenever I try to do an impression of somebody, I've been listening to him for so long. I said, what is it? And suddenly,
you nailed it.
It was just this little
ding.
I said, my God, he really has such a limited. He might have an expansive vocabulary.
Doubtful.
So, but I don't think if he does, he chooses to use it.
Right.
And I'm fascinated by more. I request from you.
I always keep my eye
open. More Donald Trump.
I keep my eye open, but he's very shy.
Yeah.
He hardly ever speaks.
Like even on The Celebrity Apprentice, it's like, I noticed you're very pretty tonight.
Yeah.
Duh.
Simple words.
Hey, the election is still going on, Mike, now going on its 10th year. And Mitt Romney picked up a great endorsement that shocked me. And here he is introducing this fella who endorsed Mitt Romney.
So I'm happy to introduce a son of Detroit, a friend, a guy who makes great music, who introduces me by DVD everywhere I go. Kid Rock. It's
fast. That surprised me.
I think that's going to kick him over the top.
You think this is what's going to fix it?
The Kid Rock vote. Kid Rock vote.
Well, I like Jimmy Kimmel's take on the Kid Rock endorsement.
Romney got an unexpected boost from Kid Rock last night. Kid Rock showed up at a Romney rally and did an impromptu concert. Kid Rock gave Mitt Romney his endorsement. Unfortunately, he also endorsed porn, Jack Daniels, and hepatitis C.
You got time for one more?
I would like to close with this. Yes, Craig Ferguson does a thing where he does, I think it's called Late Chat with His Honor, but he dresses up in a horrible outfit as Prince Charles. And he puts like the plastic thing over his head so he looks like he's bald with a comb over. Huge ears. Big teeth. I have this in our page on YouTube.
So you can see the video?
Good. Yes, but the thing is he's doing the interview with a lady from Wonderlust. Her name is not important. And he catches sight of himself in the monitor.
Okay.
And he cracks himself up.
Remember that?
Not based on his material,
based on
the way he looks. Here is the great Craig Ferguson.
You know, you Swedes are a bit like the IKEA furniture. You look great, but there's always a few pieces missing. The horn of completion.
He just sees himself.
I just saw myself in the monitor.
You look so handsome.
Thanks very much. You're a very, very lovely and supportive woman. Anyway, it's time for my favorite segment of the show.
And that, Mike, that is your Magic Audio Vault.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz Burbank right after this. Everybody.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Let's go for a drive. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Let's go there and back again.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. That Craig Ferguson bit is funny because really it's a Scotsman making fun of the British aristocracy. aristocracy, and I can relate to that, being a Mick. You know, I was raised to do that.
I want you to see the clip because it is so clearly that he's just entertained by the fake teeth.
I mentioned this the other day. My dad would probably be disappointed that I like Downton Abbey.
Yeah.
And Sense and Sensibility and all those British aristocrat shows, you know. My father was like, they're the tyrants of history. They're the tyrants of history. Let's bring Buzz Burbank in with the news. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by
Encore!
Insurance Services LLC, official sponsor of our live stage show, March 31st at the State Theater. For a free life insurance quote, visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. They'll do all the work for you.
Encore!
Encore will compare rates to help you save. Licensing and disclaimer info at smartterm.com.
Encore!
Insurance Services.
Buzz, before your news, let's just get this out of the way. He's been waiting for about 10 minutes. Sean of Salisbury, Maryland.
Sean.
Hello. Is this Sean of Salisbury or is this Sean Salisbury?
No, this is Sean of Salisbury, Maryland. How are you guys?
Sean, how are you? What can we do for you on the Mike O'Mara Show?
Doing well, guys. I saw a thing on the internet this morning that they are going to do a Sex and the City prequel focusing mostly on high school and starting out in New York.
Carrie's
Mike,
right
I didn't know if they knew who was going to play you yet.
Well, I have heard that Jonah Hill, unfortunately, is too long in the tooth now to play
too
a
old
high
now.
School.
Yeah. Wow.
I have no idea, but perhaps someone who resembles a young Rob Spiewak.
I think I was hoping DJ from the Roseanne show is the right age.
Because you think he'd be about that age?
I think so.
She'll have to go to prom.
Yeah, she will have to go to prom.
Yep.
Yeah,
can't wait to see that.
I think
that
she
episode.
Got divorced recently, Candace.
I think you're right.
You're right.
Sean, we will we'll get back to you on that one, but we all punted that.
You're telling me there's a chance. Mike.
What about
there's
the little kid from Modern Family?
Oh,
The little heftier.
The Hispanic kid.
Yeah. Well,
that's great.
He could play the young Oscar.
That'd be wonderful. That would be great. Or even the kid from the the Caucasian family.
Oh, I like him too. The stupid kid.
Yeah, Modern Family. The wife. On that, the
blonde,
skinny
Julie Bowen, yeah,
she's a little
absolutely
skinny.
Scary skinny.
Yeah. She looks great,
just like Angelina Jolie, scary,
awesome.
Skinny.
Snap like a twig.
You really can't say Angelina Jolie's arms looked sexy,
they look toned.
No, they did not.
No. Yeah, the bones.
So I saw a picture of your, lady, those are toned arms,
yeah.
Those are toned arms. Angelina looked like seriously.
If I start saying there's such a thing as too skinny, the world would turn on his axis. Like, I can't say such things.
Okay.
Jimmy Kimmel said when the dog from The Artist saw Angelina Jolie's leg, he didn't know whether to hump it or bury it. That's too skinny.
Take it away, Buzz.
Gasoline is not the only liquid for which you'll be paying a premium. The price of drinking water from your tap could double, maybe triple in the coming years.
God.
That's because it's time to replace all the pipes that carry that water to our homes.
Meanwhile, Mark Ronick is installing a pay faucet.
Are we talking about the whole country here?
The whole country.
Are we? Is this country turning into like the country of the kid that didn't do his homework?
Yeah.
Kind of.
I'll do it later.
That's exactly what it's about.
That's why I want to hurry up and die.
The pipes have reached the end of their useful life in most cases after being ignored for decades. It'll cost well over $1 trillion to do this work, maybe approaching $2 trillion.
Stay off the pipes, Buzz.
It'll take about 25 years. And all of this according to a new report from the American Water Works Association. There's your heads up.
Do you have anything in your news today about the meteor?
No, nothing about the meteor. Hurtling, hurtling toward the planet to kill us all?
Yeah.
No, I've been asked not to discuss that.
Yeah, they actually, they're thinking about sending up something to divert
it. Really? Shoot it out of the sky.
A la Bruce Willis, yes. Go ahead. Right, you can get that tomorrow. That's cool.
We going to Charlestown today after the show?
No, I did that last week.
Oh. We were outraged.
Did you? No kidding?
Yeah, I did.
How'd that go?
Not well. Never does.
We were properly outraged to hear that remains from some of our soldiers in the recent Middle East wars ended up in a Virginia landfill. Now, the investigation has intensified now that we've learned some of our 9/11 victims wound up there as well. Mostly these are unidentified and unclaimed body parts, but there's concern about the lack of respect shown and the commingling of those remains with those of some of the 9/11 hijackers. Also not cheerful today, the 17-year-old accused of killing three students and wounding two others at an Ohio high school this week has confessed to bringing both a .22-caliber pistol and a knife to school that day. Police say he chose his targets at random, that he did not know his victims, even though some were apparently Facebook friends. The shooter's described as a loner who quoted the phrase, "We don't need no thought control," from Pink Floyd's The Wall. His father did time for domestic abuse.
I don't like Pink Floyd.
Man, that's a drag.
Yeah,
that is really a drag.
Nothing you can say. The Republican-controlled Virginia Senate yesterday passed that ultrasound bill, forcing women considering abortions to get the ultrasounds, except in cases of rape or incest. And even though this bill got watered down from its original form, right to choose forces are not happy. Quoting one Democratic state senator, "One of the most inhumane pieces of legislation to come along since I've been here, to tell a woman she must carry to term a baby that's non-viable is just cruel."
On a brief political note, I mentioned this at the front of the show, and people will get mad at me, but I have to say it just the same. Congratulations, Tea Party. Way to really drive out one of the best senators in the United States Senate. I'm talking about a family friend of ours who I've grown up knowing, and that's Senator Olympia Snowe from Maine. And, you know, this was a moderate Republican. This is somebody who sided with the Republican Party on most issues. She truly did. And she was a moderate voice and a thoughtful voice in the Senate. And she's not running. And she's just fed up with the partisan politics. And you know what? They're losing, it seems to me, the bright ones. And the idiots are coming on strong. And
yeah,
really,
but it is a victory for the idiots.
It is a big victory for the idiots. And Olympia Snowe was just somebody who... yeah, I've known her since I was a child, and you know, it's something that really is frustrating to see somebody who is a. I was always so proud of her, even though I don't agree with her politics.
Right.
I was always so impressed by just the way she conducted herself.
Fair,
and
sensible,
she was very, very thoughtful, and it's just somebody who's my 91-year-old mother. After I knew the story was out, it was out earlier today, maybe even yesterday.
Yeah.
And my 91-year-old mom called me this morning. She said, "Did you hear Olympia's leaving the Senate?" And you know, I don't know many politicians in you know, but I've known a couple of moderate Democrats. Really, the politicians that I know, you would think I know more Democrats than Republicans. It's not true. I've known Tom Davis, who's no longer in the Congress. I think Tom got out. Was a was a fairly conservative Republican, but really a smart guy. And it just frustrates me when we're having so much on both sides of this constant bickering that you're getting quality people that know well nothing really can get done because everybody's got their agenda. And so long to Olympia Snowe.
Yeah,
we'll see what asshat you know they put in there.
See, but, I got a different. I heard a different story. I heard she left because of the meteor.
Yeah, but that's 2040.
Oh, okay.
That's right. Yeah. So I think
how long is her term?
Time.
Her term's not long enough.
6 years.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Listen to this. A new Rasmussen poll shows that if the presidential election were held today, Barack Obama would be beaten by Ron Paul.
Mm-hmm.
The results say Paul would get 43% of the vote to Obama's 41. The poll shows Obama tied with Mitt Romney in that two-way race. And it says Obama would beat Rick Santorum by only 3 points. Obama leads Newt Gingrich by 10 points. But Ron Paul would apparently beat Obama. And even though Ron Paul is one of the less popular Republican candidates among Republicans, apparently he has enough independent and Democratic support that he could beat Obama.
They're drinking at Rasmussen. Ron Paul.
One more ratings note. Despite all the complaints about it, the Oscar telecast was the top show in the ratings this past week. Nearly 40 million people watched it. That's double the ratings of every other show on TV.
Glad we talked about it.
Parts of the red carpet show came in second and fourth with NCIS at number three. Big Bang Theory was fifth in the ratings, making this the third week in a row that American Idol has been beaten by a scripted television show.
Boy, and I don't watch it anymore.
Nobody does.
I still don't know anyone who watches NCIS.
Yeah,
that's odd.
I look in on American Idol, but I don't watch it regularly anymore.
And finally, weird sex news. Genius astrophysicist Stephen Hawking belongs to a swingers club. The 70-year-old paraplegic is admitting to reports published earlier this week.
Well, that's tomorrow morning.
He's right. He's accompanied. He goes to the Southern California club with his lovely assistants and nurses.
That's how he rolls.
And the owner of a gentleman's club in London calls Hawking the man.
So he gets out there and he enjoys looking at Poon.
The guy who owns the strip club.
I'm happy for the guy.
Asked Stephen Hawking one time, he said, do you want to talk about the universe or you want to watch the girls? And Hawking said, well, the girls.
That's good.
I like that. A 30-something Arizona couple has been busted for cruising Craigslist to arrange a three-way with a dog.
Oscar.
Authorities have confiscated the couple's Pomeranians pending the outcome of the case, and they've been ordered to stay away from all dogs.
Oh, Pomeranians. Those are little bitty dogs.
Well, you know, just in case. Well, they were looking for a bigger dog online.
A black lab doesn't make it much better.
Yeah. And in western Pennsylvania, a man's been accused of reporting a false gas leak. He thought it would be a good way to flush everyone out of his girlfriend's building to see who might come out of her apartment with her.
Wow.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Our show today was brought to you by Oakton Wine Shop and the Spring Fling Wine and Beer Festival.
Yay.
That's coming up March 8th, 9th, and 10th. Taste beers from four breweries and 35 wines from around the world. And a portion of Saturday sales go to the Lymphoma Research Foundation. Details at OaktonWineShop.com, located at 123 and 100 Mill in Oakton. Oakton Wine Shop has 500 hand-selected wines from around the world. They've got the handcrafted beers, 50 of them, 50 cheeses, 50 pâtés, 703-255-5425, or hit their ad on our website for the Oakton Wine Shop. We'll be back tomorrow with a new one tomorrow, everybody. Hello. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank you.